Hey, good morning. Welcome in. It is Thursday on My Car Guru. It's also the first day of April, and you know what that means? It's April Fool's Day.
Uh-oh.
I think this weather's got us fooled a little bit. It's supposed to be springtime. Feels like winter out there, don't it?
It kind of does, yeah. I don't have to change my closet out yet, though. Swap wardrobes.
Not yet. You'll wait on that a little while, huh?
Yeah.
After this little taste of winter.
Too many of my summer shirts have holes in them, though. I'm going to have to spring for the some new shirts.
I would think, if you've got holes in all of them.
Well, they're just in the armpits, That's it.
Let it air out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's much cooler that way. But my wife says, you know, Lenny, you really ought to break down and go buy you some shirts. I just am so dissatisfied with most clothes that I buy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they think everybody has a low waistline and no gut and, whatever happened to pleated pants and shirts that are slightly too big? I mean, that's always been my style. I don't like things that are tight, like blue jeans.
Either.
I do the loose fit ultra loose fit.
Me too. I cannot stand tight jeans or tight pants or tight shirts.
Now, not that I don't look good in them. Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling that it's cutting off your circulation under your armpits and that kind of stuff.
No, I want to be comfortable when I sit in a car.
But my son will wear, and he's 35, but he'll wear really tight shirts.
Mm-hmm. He wants to show his
showing
off
the guns, and everything. And he's
his six pack.
He's 6'3" or so. And
I want to show off my one pack.
You're just happy to have one pack.
And my pistols. I don't know. You had your shot yet?
I'm going to show off my pop guns or whatever. Remember pop guns?
Oh, heck yeah.
Old toys.
Oh, listen, I was a big cap gun guy.
Yeah, I got an old pop gun.
I still have my holsters, my little cap guns. And,
mm-hmm.
I was a big fan of Johnny Eagle. You ever seen Johnny Eagle guns?
Yeah.
So they're plastic, and I had them all. I had the shotgun, the scope rifle, the .45 Colt Commander.
I had them all,
and I still have them.
I could see you with your holster on and some of those guns, and you're riding your Stingray bicycle down the road, and you're
just, dominating the neighborhood.
That's right.
It's like the gangs of New York. Lenny Lawson was terrorizing Aleph Lane in St. Albans, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, I bet. What'd you ask me? Have I got my shot yet?
Yeah.
No.
That's really kind of a personal thing.
No shot yet.
I just don't think I'm going to get rabies. I don't understand why I need to have a rabies shot.
You're behind the times. We're talking COVID now, not rabies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you get that? No, I'm kidding. I've been kind of trying to decide between Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna. Those two where you have to take two versus the one where you just take one. I've been searching online trying to find where I could get just the one shot, and 90% of the places say sold out. I found a place in Bull's Gap,
really?
Rural health place.
Yeah, rural health services.
That had serum.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, Mr. Lawson, we'll have to put you on the waiting list because we've got enough appointments for all the doses that we have right now.
I'm sure.
But we'll call you. So I just decided to go ahead and make an appointment at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I get all my vaccinations.
Yeah. The president said the other day, I think, that he wants to, one of his goals is that you can get a shot within at least 5 miles or less of your house. He wants locations where they're giving them 5 miles from where anybody lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's in real, really rural areas. That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah. I just don't want to turn into a zombie.
I mean, I drove through.
Missed that one totally.
You don't want to turn into a zombie?
Yeah, I'm afraid it'll change my DNA and turn me into a zombie.
But, back in 2019, we drove across Wyoming from north to south, and there were sections of Wyoming. There wasn't anything. I mean nothing, but nothing but land for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, the Great West is a little bit different from around here.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, when he made that statement, I'm thinking, in a place like that, how in the world can you guarantee there's going to be a shot location within 5 miles of somebody.
Well, we're still wearing masks. Gateway.
Yeah.
I have no idea of the effectiveness. I'm not even involved in the debate. Some people say, well, I'm not going to let somebody tell me what to do. Well, when you've got daughters like I do, they're going to insist.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
certain
and
behavior.
Grandchildren and everything like
So anyway, we've been fortunate, either lucky or just fortunate, blessed, whatever you want to call it, to not have. I think we had 9 cases in my dealership out of 60 plus employees.
Yeah, it's not too bad considering, you know, how everything was.
But anyway, we should finish. This weather's kind of screwing up with my paving. I've been paving my whole lot this week. That's such a, what a, I mean, I am glad there are people that want to do that job, but I am not one of them.
Yeah.
That is rough work.
It is.
Yeah. I know it looks like those guys are just kind of standing around with shovels in their hands and stuff while somebody is riding this big machine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to that. And the precision, mm-hmm. When you're just paving a road and just going down a straight line, that's totally different than paving around an existing building with all the curbing and stuff like that. I mean, it is the twisting and the turning and, all of that stuff that they have to do is just amazing. So maybe that's why they're charging me so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you have concrete work done or asphalt work or anything, there's a lot of margin for error there, and things could go wrong, and so they have to be very precise, and so, and a lot of people would complain,
So you have to finish the job.
Yeah.
It's just like our lot never had the cap put on it, so that's what we're doing. We're putting the final finish
mm-hmm.
coat,
mm-hmm.
and so you got to finish the job. Now, here's the transition. I am now selling this vehicle. I'm showing Tim a picture.
The Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle Jeep, 1980 model that I acquired about 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to retail the thing out of my showroom and had no success. People's eyes bug out of their head when I tell them how much it costs. So I'm going to put it on
Levi's package on it, right?
Right. I'm going to put it on the World Wide Web. Do you know what that is?
I remember something about it. I think Al Gore was involved.
Yeah. Like that. But anyway, it's gonna go on bringatrailer.com.
Bat.
Mm-hmm. And so I understand how to sell a car on Bat. I've sold a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help other people sell cars on Bat.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew this Jeep. I can look at it. I can appreciate what it's got. But I didn't know the story. So yesterday I started investigating the story. And I'll tell you about it right after the break.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back here on an April Fool's Day edition of My Car Guru. Please don't make any correlation with that where your hosts are concerned.
No, we're being totally honest and truthful.
We are indeed. And it's also the opening day of the baseball season. I know you've got your green Cincinnati Reds hat on. People say, wait a minute, green? I thought they were the Reds.
I thought it was red.
But
I'm colorblind.
On St. Patrick's Day, the Reds, I believe, were the first team years ago in spring training to wear green instead of red on St. Patrick's
Day. And the colorblind people knew no different.
Well, the dogs said, well, I don't see any difference. Not the people that are the dogs. I'm talking about actual canines.
That's right.
They said that. But, yeah, it's baseball season starting today. It's a holiday for me. I'm all excited because I'm a big Reds fan.
Is that guy from Tennessee still the superstar?
Nick Senzel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still playing for
it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was there on his first day, and he almost hit one out on his first swing.
Yep.
And then he ended up later on getting a home run. Now, that's a good debut, isn't it?
That's a good way to start things.
Yeah.
But he's a pretty good player.
He is. I was looking at my to-do list from Monday. And I looked down here, I said, okay, I got to do a radio show, got to decide what my auction plans are, I got to finish an ad for the Greenville Sun, got to work on my taxes, I got to sell this 47 Chevy truck for this guy, and I've got to list my Golden Eagle Jeep on Bring a Trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about, what do I know about this Jeep? Well, I know what I can see. That's about it. I know who I bought it from.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to find out what the history was on this vehicle. I knew it was a very fine restoration job.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. I knew it was done. I've driven it. I have evaluated it. I've looked it over with a fine tooth. Well, with a magnifying glass. Not quite. But it is very nice. Probably one of the nicest ones in the country.
I agree.
And that's not a stretch.
I've seen it. It's very nice.
But I didn't know anything about the history. So I called the guy that I bought it from. He said, well, Lenny, let me see what I can find out. So he pulled the file, and he gave me the number, named the number of the guy he got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called that gentleman. Very helpful. Told me what he knew. He said, but I know the guy who restored it. Really? Well, I need to talk to that guy. So I called the gentleman. He owns a hot rod restoration business in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Hmm. Okay.
And I called and spoke with one of the employees. He said, well, he's not here right now, but... Well, hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get him on the cell phone. So I'm talking to him on the, I guess, the shop phone, and he's calling his boss on the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Boss, there's this guy asking about that black Jeep that you restored." He said, "Well, give him my cell phone number." And so we connected. I called him, and he was so helpful about that vehicle. So, you know, come to find out that the Jeep was actually brown when he got it. It was a Renegade, although it's a Golden Eagle now, which was their mm-hmm. kind of top of the line mm-hmm. With the Levi's package. He said it was from Texas, mm-hmm. which is good. Means that, the, you know, right. not a lot of rust.
Right.
He said there was no rust in the body whatsoever. It was an original paint Jeep, and it just had a patina. It was not really, you know, faded or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a customer that wanted the Jeep and wanted it completely restored. He had had a Golden Eagle many years ago, and he wanted a black Golden Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned. He says, I turned it into one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we rebuilt the original engine. We put a small cam in it to give it a little bit more performance, put headers, put the new Holley carburetor on it. He told me the type of paint, PPG single stage, or PPG base coat, clear coat paint. Now, folks, you're hearing a lot of this stuff, and you're saying, why does that matter? It matters to people who buy these things. It matters to collectors,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
They want to know the details. They decided to make it stock height rather than lifting the Jeep because they thought it would look, the owner didn't want it. They used all parts from this company called Quadratech.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff paints a picture, right? And so the great thing about bringing a trailer when you're selling a car there, it allows you to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
They put multiple pictures of the vehicle. You can put videos on it. You know, the important thing is just shooting straight and not overselling. If they feel like you're overselling, if you're not telling facts and overselling, then the commenters on Bring a Trailer will let you have it, okay, to say it nicely. And so it's probably going to be a month and a half or more before this thing actually, this 7-day auction gets launched.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a very good way to sell a vehicle is to know the story. Now, if you're a car owner and you are wanting to trade cars, we've talked about this week how valuable cars are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always recommend that when you buy a new car, you either get the owner's manual maintenance guide out and start documenting everything you do to it, or you just go buy a little ring binder notebook or something and stick it in your console.
Mm-hmm.
Track your gas mileage. You know, just every now and then, maybe once a month, write down the mileage that you're getting.
Because a buyer will ask that.
Absolutely.
How many miles you get on that thing?
Yeah. You know? Now, let me show you what mileage I'm getting. You know what kind of a warm fuzzy that gives you?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody doesn't just say something, they can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all your receipts. If you change the oil, you do any kind of maintenance, you buy new tires, keep the tire warranty card and the receipt for the tires. Now, you may not keep this vehicle for 25 years and sell it on the Bring a Trailer auction.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do.
Yeah.
Customer called me, or a listener called me the other day and said, I want you to come look at my vehicles. And I went and looked, and one of them was a 1991 vehicle with 1,200 miles on it. And I'm thinking, why would somebody do that? Mm-hmm. You know? Well, sometimes circumstances change. People buy something, they stick it in a garage, and never use it. That was the case with this gentleman.
Yeah.
So what's the story? Well, he's got all his original documentation, original window sticker. Of course, obviously the problem with a car that's that old sitting for that long is that creates issues in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know, this 280Z that I bought from some wonderful people in Kingsport. Hello, by the way. They might be listening. had a hard time getting it running good. Now, when we drove from Kingsport, it drove fine and came all the way in, and we displayed it at our grand opening. But I took it out one day for a ride, and it wouldn't take gas. It was just like fluttering. You know, every time I tried to push on the gas pedal, it would just stall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let off the gas pedal, it would idle just fine. So it was getting fuel at idle, mm-hmm. but it was not getting fuel when you really tried to mm-hmm. push on the gas. And ended up taking the gas tank off, and it's just full of rust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, a car sitting, that's what happens.
Right.
One of the things that they recommend that you do is, with an older car, is don't put ethanol, gas or any type of blended gas, put real gas, 90 octane from Marathon, works pretty good, and fill it up, okay? Fill up the tank.
Make sure the tank's full if you're going to store it for a while. Yeah.
And then, but still, gas can go bad over time. So it's important to get the thing out and drive it, you know, get some circulation going and through the fuel system, and then fill it up again, you know, if you're going to leave it sitting for a while. So your car has a story, but not if you don't tell it. You know, if you just drive your car, you can enhance the value of your car thousands of dollars just by documenting everything that you did. Let's say you have a fender bender. How are we doing on time?
Oh, we're good.
Okay, let's say you have a fender bender. It's going to show up on a Carfax report or an auto check report, more than likely. Okay, sometimes they don't. We talked about that the other day. But if you wreck your car, it's going to show up that that it was involved in an accident. Accident reported is what it says. Well, when I'm looking at a car and it says accident reported, I want to know what was reported, what happened. So if I don't have access to the previous owner, then I've got to make a decision. Do I want to risk it? You know, if I inspect the car, typically I can find out where it was hit. You know, I can look for mismatched paint. I can look for overspray. I raise the hood. You know, I look for the frame rails to make sure nothing looks bent in there. I'll open the trunk, pull up the trunk mat, make sure that the metal looks original, factory. But I'm looking for damage. So I have doubt in my mind. So I'm going to pay less for that car. What if the owner just had a fender bender at Walmart and took pictures of it first? And those pictures went into their little vehicle file that's in their car. They say, well, this thing shows an accident. Let me show you what the accident was. So they pull out the picture, and there it is. Oh, well, that's no big deal. Can I have that picture? Yeah, you can have that picture. So there's no deduction in value because it was such a minor little thing. So all of these things matter. History matters. The story matters. You know, why you bought the car, what the car has done for you, how it has performed for you. You know, especially in the vintage car field. I mean, just knowing the story. There's a couple cars that I have right now that I just wish I knew more about.
Yeah.
You know, and really, you try to run down seven owners on a car. Like this Porsche that I have. Well, it's had five owners. Why? And, you know, my only speculation, I called a Porsche dealer. I said, why would there be seven owners in a car, 2005 911 with 23,000 miles on it? He said, probably because it's yellow.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Lenny, people get tired of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Porsches typically change hands a lot. So don't be freaked out about that because most people know that you know, that Porsches change hands a lot. So, you know, just hopefully there's some nugget of information there that might be beneficial to you.
All right. We'll take our last break and we'll come back and wrap it up. And we're back here to wrap up My Car Guru for the first day of the month here.
MCG.
MCG.
MCG. It was so enlightening, my phone calls, tracing down the history of this Jeep. I found out that when I was talking to this gentleman, he said, Lenny, we had Kirk's Custom Upholstery of Coryton, Tennessee, do the interior. And I said, well, what's special about them? He said, oh, they're famous. They're famous for their interior work that they do, especially on vintage cars. He said, that interior that's got the Levi's package, you know, where the seats are kind of a look like blue jeans. But he said, what makes the Levi's special is not the vinyl. It's even though you have to have the correct vinyl, it's the buttons. It's got the little Levi buttons. And they're all over the seats. And he said, I said, well, why is that a big deal? He says, you know how much I have in those buttons on that thing? And I said, no, what? He said, $800
just
for the buttons.
Yeah.
Levi's apparently has a copyright or something on that.
But,
yeah, going back, occasionally, though, I have bought cars in the past and found out things that I just wish I hadn't known. You know, so the history wasn't good. I bought a Porsche one time back in the late 90s. It was a Targa. I just didn't do the research. It was my biggest foul-up I ever made on buying a car, and I lost quite a bit of money on the car because I didn't do the research, and I found out that the car had been wrecked badly. And when it was born as a Porsche, it was born yellow. It was black. You don't ever change colors on a car like that, you know, and unless there's a really good reason. There was an indication possibly that it was a clip, that actually the front end of the car did not originally belong to that car.
Oh, wow.
So I got, you know, but you learn from that stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're able to look back on that and pass that information on to other people and maybe help them from making the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That was an expensive one. That was about a $10,000 mistake, Tim.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In about a 6-month period.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt.
Yeah. It's pretty good luck.
That's back when $10,000 was worth about $10,000.
Yeah.
Now it's worth $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway,
all right.
Hopefully that's beneficial in some minute way.
I'm sure it is. That'll do it for My Car Guru this Thursday morning, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.